Siyata Deshmaya Nesiva Shalom, page Mem Aleph Mem Beis. Parsha Shmini, Aaron HaKoyen, after the Mishkan is inaugurated, Vayisa Aaron Esideim Elohim Vayivarechem. Vayered Ma'asois HaChatos Va'olas HaShlamim. Ubirashi Vayivarechem Birchas Kohanim. So this is Birchas Kohanim, that Aaron HaKoyen benched Klal Yisrael b'Birchas Kohanim. In fact, I noticed that in Parshas Nasai, what precedes the Parshas HaNasiim, which of course, the first Nasiim is the day of Hakamas HaMishkan, is Birchas Kohanim. It's very interesting. I didn't see any Mefarish make that point. The Rebbe is going to focus on a very particular part in the Siyas Kapayim. Yesh Dagdik Inyan Oimroi Vayisa Aaron Es Yodav Elaam Shelo Kosev Rak Vayivarech Aaron Es Aam. It doesn't say Vayivarech Aaron Es Aam. It says Vayisa Aaron Es Yodav. Kein Tzarech Bir Loma Birchas Kohanim Nikra B'Shem Nesiyas Kapayim. And why is it that when it comes to Birchas Kohanim, it's referred to as Nesiyas Kapayim? Vare Ikra Mitzvah Hi Abrocha. The Ikra Mitzvah is the Kohanim giving a bracha. Nesiyas Kapayim Eino Ela Inin Chitzoni L'chora. If you're going to capture the pnimius of Birchas Kohanim, the pnimius of Birchas Kohanim is the bracha. It's not the chitzonius of whatever the hands represent. Yet, when we choose to describe Birchas Kohanim, we don't say Birchas Kohanim. Halachically, we call it Nesiyas Kapayim. Vayim b'sefer HaKodesh Avodis Yisrael, Shemivar Apostle. Dihine b'sasef Rosh Ha'om Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. So this is a very, very important yisoid in Chassidus. Of course, in Chassidus, one of the things that was emphasized is the koach of a tzaddik to be mashpia on all of Klal Yisrael, which of course is not something that was new, that was created. The Gemara in Brachos tells us Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the entire world is deserving because of Chanina b'ni. So the concept that a tzaddik could be megan on the entire dor, or it could be Megan on a population, of course, is not something new, but that was something that Chassidus emphasized, the Koach HaTzadik. But then there was one more knetch that was emphasized, and that is that the Tzadik also, his Koach is going to be dependent on the Tzibur. So there's this reciprocal relationship between the Rebbe and the Chassid. On the one hand, the Rebbe is the Tzadik. He's the one who is the Chanina ben Dosa of the generation. At the same time, his kochos are also deeply affected by the tzibur's connection with him. And the tzaddik then has to go through a process of hashpala belev. Who am I that is zocha for all this? And if you think about it, throughout the generations, the Gedolei Torah, part of who they became was because of their flock. Their flock was a big part of their koach. And just think about almost any Gadol B'Torah. There are exceptions, but in general, part of their koach is the tzibur, and there is this reciprocal relationship between the tzibur and the tzaddik. U'mezem mefarash haposuk vayisa Aaron es yodav al ha'am. Yodav Hema Trin Dron de Malka Ava Vira. Aaron Nasa Belibo Shemashi Eshlo Ava Vira Ainza Biskus Atzmo El Pne Ha'om Hagorbim Lashpielo Zos. Aaron raises up his hands and he recognizes that any Ava in Yira that he's been able to be Mashpia, he realizes it doesn't come from him, but it comes from two directions, both above him and below him. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the tzibur that is below him, the Kohen is on the Dukhan, the tzibur that is below him also gives him koach. V'lachein vayivarchem mitoch shebora bo aval Yisrael. So what the Kohen is full of is love for Klal Yisrael, that he has a koach only because of Klal Yisrael. Shegar maloy lis alus hagdula shezacha lo. V'al yidei zeh, the Rebbe now answers a very, very important pshat question. Look back in the beginning of the Maimer, he quotes the pasuk. Aaron is Yisa Yadav Elam Vayivarchem. Vayered me'asos hachatas olav hashlam. I was always bothered in pshat that the order is quite strange. L'chura, Aaron HaKohen finishes the avodah of the chatas hashlam, the chatas olav shlamim, and then he gives the avodah. It came afterwards, after the avodah. Yet the pasuk describes it vayisa Aaron es yadav, and then vayered. It's very strange. So you let me know what the Parshanim say, what the Ramban says, and Svarna, and so on. Let me know what they say. But the Sefer Avodas Yisrael that the Rebbe is quoting says quite a powerful Chassidish drush. He says, "Vayidei ze vayirid mayasoyes chatos oel v'ashlam pirush shekivan shehishpil atzmoi v'tola kusha b'schus Yisrael." Since he lowered himself in Me'asos chatos, shenemar me'asos chatos shuchata, va'af olav hashom gadol v'niskadol yidei zeh, va'asa shalom b'Yisrael la'aviyem shebashamayim. That the result of his humility, of vayisa Aaron es yadav, that Aaron raises the yadav, recognizing that everything that he has in his hands is from Klal Yisrael, that allows him to go down. What's the lashon of going down? To go down from the things that would be ma'akev, the chatos and the shlamim and so on. Now I don't know if it answers it entirely in pshat. In pshat, it's still a little bit shver. But the according to the Avodas Yisrael, the havana is the emphasis of the pasuk. I can't explain all the components of pshat according to Avodas Yisrael. I can't. But the concept is that the totsa'ah of Aaron HaKohen's Vayisa Es Yadav, that he raises his hand, that he recognizes that all the koach he has is from the Am and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that allows him to go to a place of humility. Now, of course, the truth in life is almost the exact opposite of Aaron HaKohen. The truth in life is that usually positions of leadership create the exact opposite. Position of leadership create Yehura, is where the leader says, he says that at the end of the day, he doesn't recognize that really his koach comes from the tzibur. He thinks that he was meirim atzmo ala tzibur. And so the whole avoda for the koyin is punkt farkeret, according to this. The whole avoda of the koyin is to recognize the beautiful relationship of the bracha with the am only comes from the koach of the am, b'sasef rosh am. Also, when it comes to the melech, that the koach of the melech only comes from the Am's. So anybody in any position where they're mashpia, this is a very, very important piece, and also for the Kayanim, that they should remember this in their bracha. Now the Rebbe gives another explanation. Let's try for a couple minutes to push through the second explanation. V'yesh levar od bazed, v'hine yodayim heim bitu l'kocho palado shel adam. V'al derech zeh yesh lama gam beruchnis. Da'amida shi ikra koach ha'kdushef shel atzadik mechuna etzlo yodayim. That the for a tzaddik, his yadayim becomes symbolic of something quite deep. What is that? Tapa membeis al derech shematzino b'melchemes amalek. Dichsiv v'hoya kasha yorim Moshe yadai v'gavar Yisrael. We know that when Moshe Rabbeinu's hands are up, so then Klal Yisrael is goyver. And then we have yidei Moshe kvedim shemrumas bezal midasa shel Moshe midas hadas. So the Rebbe says like this. He says when a tzaddik is meirim yado, that represents the thriving of das. In other words, the tzaddik is able to elevate his mitzius. He's meirim yado, and somehow he doesn't explain over here why that's so, but somehow that represents the koach of the das of tzaddik. What happened in the Milchemes Amalek is you can't fight Amalek with Das. Videi Moshe Kvedim was that Moshe Kaviyochel attempted to fight Amalek with Das, and that wasn't enough. And we find, says the Rebbe, another example of that in regards to hands, and hands not being enough. V'chein yesh lomar derech zeh mashin spar b'akedas Yitzchak. Vayishlach Avram es yado, vayikach es amacheles lishkot es beno. Shelachor hayadai ba'omra v'yikach Avram es ha'mescheles. L'shem ma nemar v'yishlach es yado. V'yesh lomar kavon al derech zeh. Shomidoser shel Avram hoysem midas ava v'hinikres yado. So here the Rebbe now suggests that the yad for Avram is the midah of ava. U'bishas hakei the iloy emachzak v'midas ha'ava loy emesugal lishkot es yitzlak. So Rebbe is pointing out in two cases where the standard approach of the tzaddik is not going to work. Moshe in the Bechina of Das, it doesn't work against Amalek. And Avram, who has the Midah of Ava, that's not going to work in terms of Shechitas Yitzchak. So what Avram has to do is he has to change his hands. He has to change his hands. His hands is the way in which he's mashpi on the world. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the Bechina of Das. For Avram, it's the Bechina of Ava. That's not going to work in these two instances. Fal pize yeshlom arveyisa arinus yadav. Dino midaso shall Aaron hoisa Ava. Oyev shalom veroidev shalom. Oyev sabrius from the carbon of Tyre. The chol yisayt shall mitzvah berchas koinim. He gam kein Ava. Kemo shomer beberchas hamitzvah. Vitzivano levarach es ham Yisrael ba'ava. Dahainu shizel yisayt vesherish hamitzvah. Al kein maskirim zos bebracha. The essential component of berchas koinim is Ava. The relationship of Aaron HaKohen to Klal Yisrael as Ava, to the point that we say in the bracha, Asher Kidshanu Levarech Esama Yisrael Ba'ava. Ubazeh, skipping to the second column, so now let's come back to Vayisa Aaron Es Yadav. Ubazeh Yesh Levar HaPerush Vayisa Aaron Es Yadav Ala'am She'aron Nasa Es Yadav She'imidas Ava Shalo V'hachtira B'bnei Yisrael She'tishra B'neihem Ha'ava. So the hands represent the essence of the Kohen. It's the way in which the Kohen is poyel his Kedusha. The way in which Aaron is poyel his Kedusha is through Ava. Then Vayerid Measos Achatas Va'olav Hashlam Aderek Shepirish Ba'avod Yisrael Nizkar Shebekoach Midas Ava Shnas Aaron Ala'am Yimnu Milachto Od U'misalim V'nasa Shalom Ben Yisrael La'avihem Shebashamayim. So Aaron, in using his hands, which is the essence of his midah, and that is the midas ava that he's also boreach achar shalom. So that is the concept of vayisas yadav. I guess what the Rebbe is trying to emphasize over here is that it's not enough for the Kohen to have the kavana. It's not enough just simply to say vayivarechem. But at the end of the day, the Kohen has to think about how his hands, that's what the pasuk is emphasizing, how he's going to be poel ava amongst the tzibur. Umishum kach, the last paragraph, nikras birchas klan nesias kapayim kimavur she'ein nesias kapayim inyin chitzoni greida elzeh hareka yikari la'ashroas habracha shebenosam es kapayim mashrim hakohanim hashroa shel ava latzibur. That is the way that they are mashpia, their ava and ava in general in Klal Yisrael. Mikoach midas ava natu amem b'kdushaso shel Aaron v'az yesh makom shetishra abrocha latzibur. The Rebbe in the previous paragraph quoted the Zohar, which is also lahalacha, and that is the Zohar says, let's read in the holy words in the Kabbalah, seven lines from the bottom of the first column, kol kohen du lo rochem la'ama o ama lo rachmin le lo yifris yadu l'brocha la'ama. That if there isn't a feeling of rachamin between the Kohen and the Tzibur, then he's not supposed to go up and give a bracha. So this bechina, particularly in this tkufa, is something that's so important. It's both relevant for the Kohen in terms of his bracha. This, in many ways, this is all about the Kohen. But it's also about what we also learned today is that for a person to truly be mashpia, it's not enough to live for him to live in a place of das. It's not enough at time for him to live in a place of ava. He needs to be noiseyas yadav. And we know the concept also, parshas nasai, also the concept of su'u v'chulei is all about that it's not enough that a person lives in that place of das, but a person, particularly when it comes to fighting Amalek, but a person has to make a cheshbon of how he's going to be noisei yadav, to be able to be shoyred, the koyach that's inside of him, to turn it bepol. Finally, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zechoyne Levracha had a fascinating ha'ara that fits in beautifully with this zayar that I've mentioned in the past in regards to mitzayra. That the halacha is that if you have a mitzayra, so the mitzayra who's tamei only becomes tamei when the kohen pronounces him tamei. And the Mishnah in Negoim describes that you could have a Talmud Chacham Yisrael who will look at the Nega because the Kohen is an Amma Aretz, and you have a Kohen Amma Aretz. So the halacha is that the Talmud Chacham tells the Kohen, and the Kohen pronounces, then the person becomes Tameh. But the Talmud Chacham Yisrael says Tameh, he's not Tameh. It's fascinating, fascinating halacha. So the question is, why is that so? What's this formality? So the Rebbe Zichrono Levracha said an amazing idea. He said, what's happening when you're telling someone he's tameh? You're giving him tochacha. You're giving him tochacha letoelas, but it's tochacha. He says, the only person that you could give effective tochacha to is a person where there's a perception that there's love and care. He says, the midah of the kayin, we said, is the kayin doesn't exist in his midah if it's not asher kitshan b'kdushasol shel Aaron. By the way, in this piece, the Rebbe points out, it doesn't say Asher Kitshanu b'mitzvaysa, but rather it's Asher Kitshanu with the Kedusha of Aaron, which is Ava. So the whole Bechina of a Kayin in a way is only a Kayin when he has that Bechina of Ava. That's what he exemplifies. That's what he's supposed to be. So therefore, a Talmud Chacham Yisrael could be he has a relationship with Ava, could be not. But the Kayin, we're talking about the Kayin who has that relationship with Ava. So the only person that could give Tochacha to somebody else to say that he's Tameh is a relationship of Ava. So that's a very, very important Yisod in terms of Chinuch. It's a very, very important Yisod in terms of life. And B'siyata D'shayim, we may be Zocha throughout Klal Yisrael, that Vayisa, that we should be Zocha to Su'u Es Reish B'nei Yisrael, B'siyata D'shayim, to truly not only have ideas of Ava. You know, everybody speaks about Ava. You know, communism also spoke about Ava. To be able to figure out the siyata d'shmaya, to be able to be mashpia, the koyach of Ava and Klal Yisrael.